Hi, this is Craig Snyder, the sculptor who created Sweet Pops of Brilliance. This sculpture reminds me of great times hanging with my grandparents and my parents on various activities, outings, events, and parties. I'm often asked, what materials do I use and how long do things take? Sweet Pops of Brilliance is made with steel of various types. There's thick steel rod as well as the pops, I guess you could call it, are also made of cut and rolled steel. The rods are hand-bent, well, with a little help from some fire, and then I also hand-patinaed each individual pop using one of the bright colors from my palette of patinas. How long did it take me to build this sculpture? It took a while. The rod is quite thick and little bit awkward to work with and doing all the bending and the welding. And the pops are also laser cut steel and then welded together to make the pop. After doing all the welding, I did the patinas. They're rich colors. They were fun to work with. I enjoyed the process immensely. And then finally, there's a nice clear coat on it to keep it all protected over the winter time. I'm from Minnesota, and the winters are pretty brutal up here, as you guys can well imagine. The important thing is to protect the piece so that it stays bright and colorful over the course of the seasons. As an artist, we're always trying to tell a story. For me, again, this is a very personal story, but I'm hoping that you can see something that reminds you of aspects in your life, something that may have, impacted you. Hopefully you do, and thanks so much for listening.